A commitment to transform mental health services across the country. A fresh start in mental health care. That's the pledge from Sinn Féin in their new Mental Health Action Plan. And party spokesperson Mark Ward is here to tell us more. So in a nutshell, Mark Ward, what needs to change and how would you transform mental health care in Ireland?
Well, I know from my background working in addiction and mental health services that people need the right care at the right place at the right time. And I've seen that from all of my work experience for years. What we need to see at the moment is that too many people falling through the cracks of services, with the services not being there. I've had intensive engagement since I became party spokesman on mental health with stakeholders right across. I talked to anybody around mental health, but I've met with HSE, I've met with international experts, including Oregon from Australia, who are international experts in child and youth mental health services. I've met with people with lived experiences, and I've met with the community and voluntary sector. And they've given me the information that I presented in this document that is needed to transform how child and youth mental health services are delivered in this country.
You say the Mental Health Act needs to be reformed. What needs to change there, first of all, in the legislation?
So there's many things that need to. So one of the things that we put our own legislation in to preempt this was the regulation of CAMHS. Now, you don't need me to tell you this.
That's the Child and Adult Mental Health Services.
And you don't need to tell you that there's been a problem with CAMHS. We've had reports from Maskey. We've had reports from the Mental Health Commission. We have reports from Families for Reform of CAMHS, mm-hmm. who have highlighted loads of governance issues in CAMHS in relation to children being given the wrong medication, not being monitored, children falling off the cliff edge at the age of 18, no continuity of care when they transfer from child and adolescent mental health service into adult mental health service.
Give me an example of how changing the legislation would improve that.
So what we would do is we would regulate CAMHS, and we would give the power to the Mental Health Commission to regulate CAMHS. The Mental Health Commission gave a fantastic report that highlighted all the problems that have 49 recommendations, but they haven't got the statutory powers to go in and make the changes that are needed. What we would do, we would give them the statutory powers that are needed.
But the issue, even if you put a new governance structure in place for child and adolescent mental health services, even if you extended the age limit from 18 to 25 as you plan, the issue for CAMHS and the problems that you've referred to, as far as I understand it, it hasn't been so much about money, it's been about recruitment, it's been about people. So what in your plan, where would the extra people come from, where would they work?
So for a start, what we want to have is proper workforce planning in place, which we haven't got at the moment. So we have to, if you're going to recruit people, you have to have the people to recruit. So we need to start increasing the amount of trainees in the healthcare sector by 20%, and we have a commitment there, 20% in year one we will increase it by, and incrementally increase that over a term in government. So that will enable people to work in the health sector. We also need to put things in place.
But there's no guarantee they'll stay in Ireland. That's the issue with a lot of people who get medical training here, is they're going abroad. And I think 40% of the doctors working in our hospitals were qualified abroad. That's the nature of modern medicine.
Absolutely. And I've known by myself, by working in, say, frontline mental health services and addiction services, that if you have a good place to work, you're more likely to stay. So, for example, clinical supervision is what's needed for a lot of people working in CAMHS. If you have access to that, you are more likely to stay and work in a place as part of a team. If you have a full team around you, you're more likely to stay as well.
But, there's a lot in here, and, you know, a lot of people might wish that that would happen overnight. But the question is, where's the money going to come from? Do you have numbers on this in terms of people? Do you have numbers on this in terms of costing and the increase in the budget? Because, you know, 1.3 billion already going into mental health services. How much more would you put in?
So our process is very similar to the government process. I said I met with stakeholders. I've identified what's needed. I went and got the costings of all the government departments, the Department of Public Expenditure and Reform, Department of Finance, and I presented this document to our party.
So what's the number?
So exactly 250 million for year one is what's going to be needed to implement this policy document. And that will have additional cost in year two, year three, year four, year five. But year one, it's 250 million. And that's part of our overall alternative budget that we will be presenting in the next couple of weeks.
But the funding has increased since 2020, hasn't it, by 27%. So the government is putting more money in. I mean, the issues appear to me more complex than just money.
It is more complex than just money, but also an awful lot of the money, like when it comes to the government's budget, you have to turn into a forensic accountant to go through exactly what's new money and what's for new development and what's for existing levels of services. So for the last budget, for example, I think the government came out with a figure around 70 million for additional money for mental health. When you actually got into nuts and bolts of it, there was 10 million additional money. The rest of that money for was just to keep
existing. So what would make your money different and better?
Because that 250 million that I'm talking about is not included of existing levels of services. This is exactly for new development that's going to transform how mental health is delivered right across the state.
And briefly, No Wrong Door, that's a new concept you'd bring in. What's that?
So No Wrong Door, and that's based on my own working experiences. So somebody that would have a dual diagnosis of addiction and mental health.
Because often, if you're still addicted, you can't get into a programme, isn't
absolutely
that right?
And you turn up to an addiction centre and you're told to go to a mental health service. You're turned up to a mental health service and you're told to go to an addiction service. What we're looking to do is to make sure that the person, no matter what door they knocks on, they'll get the help. And there is a care plan that goes across mental health services and addiction services. And there's training for both services there to get them up to speed and exactly what they need to do.
Thank you for coming in to talk to us about this morning. That's Mark Ward, Sinn Féin Mental Health Spokesperson and TD for Dublin West.